Ajia Farouk, represented by the permanent secretary on the ministry, Ali Haji Bashir Noura Al-Khali, said the initiative was part of the programs lined up for the National Social Investment Program as a strategy for reducing poverty and enhancing social inclusion. The minister explained that the ministry was working to address some of the socio-economic problems that are facing all parts of the country by strengthening the humanitarian development and peace nexus. Ajia Farouk stressed that the grant was expected to increase the income of the women and their productive assets as it will contribute towards improving their living standard.
The social investment program has impacted positively on the lives of the poor and vulnerable in Nigeria, as over 12 million households have benefited from NSIP interventions in the last 5 years. This included payment of a monthly conditional cash transfer of 5,000 naira to 1 million indigent Nigerians. Over 1 million micro and small business owners assessed loans to boost productivity.
Ogun State Deputy Governor Mrs. Noimot Salako Oyedele, in a remark, commended the federal government for its efforts in lifting the vulnerables out of poverty. The Deputy Governor noted that the state will continue to make available grants and opportunities that will benefit the residents of the state.
It is the turn of rural women to benefit from federal government intervention. Ogun State is very happy to be part of the beneficiaries, and we're very happy that our women will also be part of this federal government scheme.
The beneficiaries selected from the 20 local government areas of the state were also advised to invest the grant by using it to set up small businesses that will improve their living standards. In Abeokuta, I am Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.